So what was the creative inspiration for the play? It just seems so much fun from reading the, you know, the summary. How did it all come about?
Well, thanks. Well, I actually played quiz bowl all through elementary school, middle school, high school. So I had a lot of experience being on a quiz bowl team. And I guess the adult version of that is pub quiz. And I was on the pub quiz team for a couple years, too. But we were assigned, let me step backwards. I went to NYU's grad musical theater writing program, and the two other writers from the show, Julian Blackmore and Dan Marshall, also attended that program. And in one of our classes, we were asked to write a lyric for a group protagonist, so a song that was meant to be sung by a group, and the whole group is your hero. So I thought, well, the quiz bowl team, because, you know, they have a common goal, and they're fun, because, you know, they're quirky people with a lot of facts rolling around in their heads. So I wrote a lyric for that, not about wanting to win a game, but about how awesome it is to go to these tournaments and get out of school where you're ostracized for being the nerd. So, because, I mean, that's why I did quiz bowls, not because I really loved competing with buzzers, although that's fun, but it's because I got to go and meet other people who were interested in learning, you know, beyond the core curriculum. And my collaborator Dan really liked that lyric and said, you know, that's a good idea, you know, celebrating these people who feel the most like themselves when they're away from home. And we just sort of went from there. And then the whole theme of the show wound up kind of landing on that. Our hero is someone who like me, grew up in Arkansas and never really felt like she fit in, and then she goes to this tournament and is able to meet people like herself for the first time.